رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, he asked Hazrat Muaz رضی اللہ عنہ, in other words, he wanted to teach him something. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, obviously there was no tape recorders at the time, or radios or anything, just to switch it on and pass time. But in this time that they're traveling, he wanted to teach the youngster something. As a lesson for us, that sometimes when we're moving, we're traveling, we've got younger people with us, people around us, and we can share something with them, then we should, instead of wasting their time talking all other things about sports, etc., rather we teach them something so it will carry them for a long period of time, and whatever good they do after that, we will get the reward. So Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu, sitting directly behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a young boy, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was teaching him something, so he told him, Ya Muaz, O Muaz radiallahu anhu, do you know, هَلْ تَذِي مَا حَقُّ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِي, what is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His servants, وَمَا حَقُّ الْعِبَادِ عَلَىٰ اللَّهِ, and what rights do the servants have upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قُلْتُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ, this was the standard answer, even of the young people at that time, out of respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and genuinely believing it, that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they know best. قَالَ فَإِنَّ حَقَّ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ الْعِبَادِ أَن يَعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا يُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, the rights that Allah Pak has over His servants is that they worship Him. This is Allah Pak's right. It's not that we're doing Allah Pak any favor, or we're doing any benefit. We're not benefiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. We're not doing Him any favor. This is His right that we worship Him and we do not ascribe any partners to Him. Then Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, mentioned, وَحَقُّ الْعِبَادِ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَلَّا يُعَذِّبَ مَنْ لَا يُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا, that the rights that a person enjoys over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah Pak does not punish him so long as this person doesn't commit shirk. Here we explained what is meant by this, is that a person doesn't have a right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah Pak's promises are such that he doesn't break his promises. So as though that hope for reward is such a strong hope, it's like a promise. It's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owes it to a person because Allah Pak doesn't break his promise. So that reward, that hope that he has is so great. Qultu ya Rasulullah, then Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, afala ubashirun nas, that should I give people glad tidings of this? Qala la tubashirhum fayattakilu. No, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, don't tell the people because then people just rely on this. So this shows us that some information is for some people and other information is for other people. Not all information is for everybody. Unfortunately, today you'll find that any type of news that comes out, any information, it is just circulated. It is circulated, made viral. Sometimes it's very, very sad. Sometimes the scene also may be not easy for a person who's sick, for a person that's depressed to see it. So a video clip is sent out, the news is sent out of what's happening this part of the world, that part of the world. And many times people can't handle it. Psychologically they can't handle it. They go into depression. Some people even start questioning, where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So from here we learn that not everything is for everyone's consumption. Therefore in one ayat of the Quran, وَلَوْ رُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِتُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ, Allah Pak is mentioning that news that had come, if only the people had taken the news to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would have known how to digest, how to handle the news and spread it. Sometimes the news of a battle where the Muslims have been defeated or something has happened to some Muslims, then people will get the news and they'll spread it like how we normally do. A person gets the news on the phone and he starts spreading it, sends it to 10 other people, 10 groups, and the thing just goes wild. But Allah Pak is saying, had they only taken that news and given it to the person that would be able to digest it, and he would have decided whether this is for public consumption or not, that would have been better. So this shows us that not everything is for everybody. Therefore, we should be very careful. Sometimes we don't even realize we're causing harm to people by doing this. In fact, if you look at this word, huzn, in Arabic it means grief, to be sad. Wherever this word is used, before it comes la tahzan, don't be grieved, don't be sad. Allah Pak keeps telling us that we shouldn't be sad. So sometimes you find a person, he reading this thing, automatically we're making him sad. But what we should be doing is picking up the spirits of people. Try and give good news all the time. If out of necessity we need to do it, we give the bad or the difficult news at a appropriate time. But don't make it such that we're giving news at all the time and putting people into grief, because the actual idea is to take out people from grief. La tahzan, do not be grieved. Do not be sad. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to try and create hope. So this is why all these ahadiths are given to us, so that it creates hope in a person. He doesn't get depressed and he doesn't lose hope. So today's hadith عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم إذا سئل في القبر يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله فذلك قوله يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. As البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه reporting from النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says that a Muslim when he is questioned in his qabr, you know that a person will be questioned in the qabr, Munkar and Nakir will come and question the person. And then at that time this person will testify in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is none worthy of worship except Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَذَلِكَ قُولُهُ. This is what is meant by يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen a person's word in this world and in the akhirat. This is what is meant by this ayat. Is now when a person at the time of death, Allah Pak will allow him to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the person is after death in the qabr, he's there when they come to question him, Allah will assist this person. Allah will come to his aid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that he'll give the right answers. So this is the strength that Allah Pak will give a believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us all the tawfiq of practicing on what has been said and creating hope in ourselves. Therefore, ulama also explain and encourage that a lot of time you'll get nazams and you'll get qasidas, etc., that make a person very sad. Automatically by listening to it, it's designed like that with the tune and the words and all to make. These things are not encouraged for us because Islam doesn't encourage a person to make himself sad. If sad news comes and he gets sad, happy news comes, he gets happy. But he doesn't put something deliberately on to make him sad. Like a person listening to a song of a bidding farewell now to a bride that's getting married. So now he's listening to it, now he starts thinking about the words and he starts going sad. Or a person listening to something about people passing away and then he starts getting sad. But rather we should try and listen to things that will strengthen the heart, make the heart stronger, so a person has more energy and more strength to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, alhamdulillah.